What's up, you guys? You are tuning into On the Fly with Rihanna Ray. That is me. So welcome back to all my listeners. I am so excited because I just presented on my Instagram page about my anger and about me vocalizing my opinion on here. Now, for those that aren't aware of my Instagram page and are listening to Anchor, you guys can follow me on Instagram. My name on that page is On the Fly with Rihanna Ray. Just like how it is written on Anchor, however, on Instagram, I had to use the underscore underneath in between every single word. So besides the beginning and the end. So On the Fly with Rihanna Ray underscore in between every single word. Okay, so I want to thank you guys for listening, and I want to thank those that are coming back. Welcome back. I need to have that May song playing because that's the vibe I have. That's the energy I have right now in the room. So, and not to mention those that did listen to my show previously, I haven't got one comment on what the saying was. So I'm feeling like everyone doesn't know what saying I'm talking about. I'm going to Google it one day, and I think I'm just going to add it on to the previous episode before the one that was stating the power of words. So I'll put that quote up there because it's still killing me to this day that I still don't know what the name of that quote is or the saying is. It's so bad. I'm like my mom. Shout out to you, mommy. But today, I want to title this segment Fans, because I'm speaking on the fans today, the people that go out to the concerts and to the shows to see their celebrities, to see their favorites. I'm mixing up favorite and famous together, but to see their favorite performer perform. And I'm just talking on the fans today and speaking about the fans because it's just vital. Fans, when you do go to a concert, depending on the person, but most of the time you're spending a pretty much of a grip. If you're getting great seats, great tickets are pretty much expensive. So you're going to expend a lot of money. However, I don't understand how fans are thinking lately. I'm just a little thrown off. There's been a couple of different concerts. First, I want to get into the On the Run tour with Jay-Z and Beyonce, number deuce. So I'm excited for them because this is the second tour they are doing together. Now, let's define power couple, okay? After Beyonce just had two babies, twins, she is now on tour with her husband, both of them, which is amazing. They both have two twins at home. You guys don't forget this. And they are not 1 year old yet, I don't think. But they're not 1 year old yet. And they are out and about still trying to get their money for their family. I'm here for it. I am so here for it. However, their fans are a little bananas. I seen up on one of the posts that I just posted on the Run Tour on my page, Beyonce and Jay-Z are ending the show, walking back to the back of the stage, and their dancers are upstage just, you know, performing. Then you randomly just see a guy run up. I don't even see how he got on the stage, but you see him run up right after them behind to get to the back door of the stage. Now, I don't know where this man thinks he was going, but you see a whole bunch of dancers trying to fight, clear out the whole entrance, get the guy to come out of there. Security jumps in. You see a whole bunch of people fighting each other, trying to get backstage. And it looks like they grab the guy and get him to get off stage. Now, I don't know what was the whole purpose of this man getting on stage, whether he was trying to hurt them or whatever, but he really caused a lot of commotion, whereas the end of the show, it wasn't even able to be the end of the show because he just came up on the stage and tried to turn up real quick. Like, it was really insane. He's swinging, punching. I'm watching the video as I'm speaking it. But yes, for you guys to tune in, and please go under my page and comment what you think about this. This is absolutely crazy. Now, I can't imagine how. Look, and it looks like one of the dancers dead got hurt. It looks like I don't know what the legal way to go about this is, but it looks like there's dancers on here. You really don't know what this stage setup is. I don't know if you guys ever viewed a Broadway play before, but I mean, Jay-Z and Beyonce are not too far from that, okay? They like to have their show. I know Beyonce does. Her show is always moving. The stage is always moving. So for this fan, it's safety precautions to go up on the stage and not know exactly where you're stepping, what's going to happen next. Is the stage going to move after they move? It's just a lot of commotion, and it just doesn't make any sense. Like, really, they need to have a lot better security around the stage. I hear that, you know, fans are paying a lot of decent money. So, I mean, it's only right that they get great seats, but it's just the security has to be there at all times. And maybe even in the front and the back, so they can make sure that people can't even get past a certain limit, a certain way. Now, the next post I want to talk about, because it's the same thing with these fans. I have no idea what's going on in your minds. Maybe it's the red moon. I have no idea. But a fan threw up their phone. Kind of tried to do what the whole Drake thing was, where a fan threw their phone up on the stage, and I mean, not aiming it at anybody, just threw it up there, and Drake, picked up the phone and put his face in it and was like, yeah, rapping in it, which is always cool to have, you know. Drake just touched your phone. However, what they did at the Swally concert didn't go as smooth, unfortunately. This fan threw up their phone and directly hit Swally right in the face, okay? His lip is extremely busted. He looks like his nose is busted. I'm watching the video as well right now that's located on my page. So you guys can definitely go to this video, comment underneath it, and what do you think, and comment what you think. Swally is definitely talking about suing a fan if he got their information. I'm sure he does. He has their phone. So he is talking about suing a fan. Now, I don't know how I feel about him suing the fan. I do understand it, because it's at some point there has to be a limit. But security, again, the security does have to be on the fence, on the wire, and hopefully soon enough. I'm hoping that they don't ban people from bringing their phones to concerts, because remember what they did back in the day when they used to give bottles to people in the fans, to all the people, the audience, whatever, used to give bottles, and they had to take the caps off. So like at baseball games, I don't know if you ever went, but when you do go, they take the caps off, so you can't throw it at anybody on the field that's playing. You can't do anything reckless, out of control. I'm just hoping they don't do a whole security thing with cell phones now, because I've never heard of people throwing their phones, because how are you even knowing you're gonna get it back? You don't, okay? But people are throwing their phones and just hoping for the best, it looks like. And I don't know if they're getting their phone back, because anyone could be in the fan like, oh, that's my phone. So, you know, it doesn't really make sense to me at the same time as throwing a phone on the stage to the audience. However, getting that good up close visual is always just as expensive, just as liberating, and just as, I guess, what you paid for. You didn't pay for him to touch your phone and for him to talk on it for you. And then once you do that, it's like everyone else in the world feels like they can throw their phone up. So, yeah, let's say that this started from the whole Drake incident, but and it's going downhill from here. So let's hope that the security doesn't tighten up with the cell phones, and let's hope that fans could get their little acts under control, okay? Because I don't need no drama going to a show. I don't need the performer to stop and be like, listen, you almost killed me, you know, and blacking and giving us a whole lecture when I'm just here to hear your music. Yeah, my opinion. So thank you guys for tuning in, listening to me, Rihanna Ray, and catching me on the fly. Now, please comment on my page or comment anywhere. Even vocalize it on Anchor. Let me know how you feel and give me your opinions. This is insane. Let's hope this red moon gets out of the way, and let's hope that we stay focused on what we got to stay focused on. Okay? All right. I'm your girl, Rihanna Ray. Tune in for next week. Later.